Aprecia Pharmaceuticals has launched production of Spretam, an epilepsy drug in New Jersey, and will manufacture the pills some months later at its Blue Ash plant. I got a glimpse of one of the company's 3D machines, which have to remain behind glass.
If you look straight through this window, the very next room over there, you'll see that flashing light there. That's actually the human interface controller for the 3D printing machine. It sits right in that room.
Vice President of Engineering Grant Brock emphasizes just how clean the environment has to remain.
Each one of these suites has a series of airlocks associated with it. So you've got a personnel airlock, a material airlock, and then a personnel exit airlock. And that's because the pressurization scheme that we need to maintain in there to control and keep powders inside the space. We don't want powders migrating, prevent cross-contamination and those things.
Last week, Aprecia started selling Spretam, the first FDA-approved medicine using 3D printing technology. CEO Don Weatherhold says the manufacturing process will be local by the end of this year or early 2017.
We're in the process of tech transferring that product to this Blue Ash, Ohio facility, but what that requires you to do is run registration batches or run batches that show that you have the same stability in this facility as you do in the other facility.
This month, the Aprecia sales staff began taking samples of its 3D printed drug to doctors. Why would you make pills with a 3D printer? The biggest selling point, it disintegrates very quickly because it's made layer by layer.
Pediatric neurologists in particular found that there would be great applicability to children. A lot of times children have difficulty taking their medicine. A lot of times the caregivers involved in giving them their medicine. And so something like our dosage form, which disperses instantly with a sip of liquid, is something that would be very user-friendly for both the patient and that person.
Other neurologists think the elderly will benefit as well. 3D isn't the only way to make a fast melt pill, but scientists say it can hold a bigger drug load, up to 1,000 milligrams. Spretam is only for epilepsy patients, but Aprecia says it has three other 3D printed medicines in the pipeline, all for the central nervous system.
We think this makes us a unique specialty pharmaceutical company because we can create our own products and have visibility into the future.
The process of printing pills 3D is very similar to a 3D printer at the library. The computer sends information to a printer. The printer builds the product with a very specific set of instructions. For example, if it should be hard on the outside, if it should have a word written on the inside to prevent counterfeiting, and if it should be released into the body at a controlled rate. Down the road, Weatherhold doesn't rule out partnerships with another company for a new compound.
We also think that there's other lines of business beyond pharmaceuticals. Could you be in the OTC space? Could you be in the veterinary space? We would likely pursue avenues to get into those lines of business through partnerships and licenses.
Swallowing challenges can make taking medication difficult. In fact, Aprecia cites two separate online surveys that found between 40% and 50% of U.S. adults surveyed, even those without epilepsy, have had difficulty swallowing tablets and capsules, some so much that they skip taking some of their medicine. Aprecia is hoping to change that with the new disintegrating 3D printed pill. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.